In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I'm the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchor Media. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. So in the next few videos, we're going to do some story times. So those of you guys who follow me on social media or know me in real life, you know my birthday just passed. I just turned 30 again. Every year when my birthday comes around, I get very, very reflective because I just want to check in with myself, especially because life is fast moving. It's busy. It's a lot going on. I just always love to have those moments where I'm able to kind of slow down, check in with myself, spend that extra time with God and just reflect on the last 30 years. And so this year was no different. And what was interesting about this year was it was the first time that I didn't go anywhere. So usually for my birthday, I plan stuff, or me and BJ will take a trip, or I plan this with my friends and all of that. So for as long as I can remember, I've always been celebrating. This year was the first year I didn't really do anything. I was in the house all day. And it felt good because I wasn't out somewhere and distracted by the vacation or whatever it is was going on. I had time to really just kind of get settled and tap in with myself and tap in with God. And so as I was just reflecting and thinking back on the years, I was literally just sitting in the room crying because I was just so grateful with and just in awe of what God has done in my life. Because if I think back on my 20s and I look into my 30s, it's two totally different lives. Like in my early 20s, I was in these streets, at the club, partying. I was always driven. So just the accomplishment and going after goals has been constant my whole life. But just my salvation and the way that I live my life is a lot different now than it was in my early 20s. And so as I was sitting back and reflecting, something that came to mind was the first time that I felt that God was with me. And that's the story I'm going to tell you guys about. So a story that came to mind was the first time that I recognized that God was with me. And this is what I want to tell you guys about, because as you grow in your faith, as you grow in life, it's very easy to kind of get caught up in everything that's going on. But it's always important to kind of go back to the beginning. It's important to go back to that moment when you realize that, no, I'm going to answer this altar call at church and I'm going to answer this pull and I'm going to go down and give my life to Christ. It's important to think back on those times where you spoke for the Lord for the first time and you saw somebody's life change, or that first encounter or experience, that undeniable experience that you've had with God. Because I believe it's those transformative moments that bring us back into reality, especially as women who are just high performing, always going after something, driven and all of these different things. Sometimes you have to get out of 10 years from now for a second and go back to the foundation of God truly transforming you and what has been built off of that. And I remember this day so clearly. So growing up, I had encountered some difficulties, especially my teenage years were definitely a bit rough. I remember times where that felt like rock bottom for me. And I remember even in those moments, I just had this desire or this feeling that I wasn't by myself and that there was something greater coming, or a greater call on my life. And I didn't have the language back then to articulate it, but it was just that feeling of like, there's something special about me. And I have to push through whatever this rock bottom moment may be. And so the time came when I was in college. It was my freshman year. Morgan State University. I was in my college dorm and I was having a rough day. I don't remember specifically the details. I think I was in this space where I was trying to figure out like what my major was going to be, because I wasn't one of those kids who went on a bunch of college tours and college was pushed onto me. Neither one of my parents graduated from college, so they didn't really have that experience to push on me or to encourage me to go to school. They were just, you know, going to be supportive in whatever I decided to do. But for me, I wanted to get out of my environment. I didn't want to get stuck where in my hometown. I didn't want to get stuck in just starting life too soon. And the only thing I loved to do at that time was dance. So I applied to one school in Atlanta because I wanted to be a choreographer back then, and I didn't get in. So I'm like, oh crap, like, what am I going to do? Am I going to stay home and work at Bob Evans for the rest of my life? Like, what's going to happen? So someone from the admissions office from Morgan State came to my high school. So someone from the admission office at Morgan State came to my high school and they did like on-site admissions. I was like, oh, bet. Let me do this. See if I get into Morgan. And so that's what happened. I got into Morgan same day. I said, okay, this is the school I'm going to. Baltimore is about an hour and a half from where I grew up, so not too far. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go there. So my freshman year, I get to school and I'm torn between what my major is going to be. So I chose fine arts initially because I had to pick something because, again, I love to dance and I thought that that's what I wanted to do. But as I started going through my fine arts classes, I realized, okay, this is not for me. I'm creative, but I wouldn't consider myself a creative, right? I'm more of a logical person and I like to solve problems and accomplish things and all of that. And I am as creative as I need to be in order for my goals to be met. And I think that's why I love marketing so much, is because it appeals to my analytical side and the desire to drive sales and metrics and things like that. But it also allows me to sprinkle a little bit of creativity in there without it being totally about the creative, right? So it's a perfect blend for me.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
So I realized, okay, fine arts isn't it. So then I was exploring like psychology and all of these different majors where I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And on this day in my dorm room, I was just so frustrated because I felt so lost. I'm like, okay, I'm here at this school. Why am I here? What am I doing? What's my purpose in life? And for someone like me who was an achiever, being stagnant or feeling stuck or confused about what's next is like one of the worst things that could happen. And so I remember one day, and there were some other things going on, and I can't remember the details, but I remember one day I was at my computer and I was just like, oh God, like I'm praying out loud. Didn't really have a relationship with God. Didn't really know how to hear from God, but I was a believer. And I was saved. So I was just like, God, what am I supposed to do? I'm so frustrated, really just airing out my grievances. And so I remember where I was sitting at my desk in front of the computer, but there was a mirror in my dorm right next to it. And I remember looking into the mirror and it was like this glow around me. So like, as you're looking at me right now, literally if I was to put like a yellow light or something behind me, it to like illuminate back here, that's what it was. And so I'm looking at myself, but I see this like glow behind. It's the weirdest thing. Like, it's so hard for me to explain. But instantly, as I'm looking at myself and I see this glow behind me, I just start busting out crying because I feel this overwhelming presence of love, of peace, of purpose. I wish I could find the words to explain it. And that's how I know that that was truly an encounter with God for me, because you just can't explain something so powerful. And in that moment, all I could think of is there is a calling in my life. And now, over 10 years later, thinking back to that moment, what I know is that this was God speaking to me. But back then it was just my thoughts. But what I heard was there is a huge mantle and purpose over my life. And that there was something very unique and special about me that God was going to use to make a major impact in this world. And I didn't know the details, of course, of what that was going to be. And then as years go on, I started to do my version of that, that has led all the way to what you see today. But it was just this unexplainable moment where I was in what I felt like a rock bottom state. Because again, I'm here like, who am I? What am I going to do? I'm at this school. I'm out my parents' house, but not fully out into the real world yet. Just feeling unaccomplished, feeling defeated, just feeling confused. And that encounter with him just changed me in such a way to where I was committed to purpose from that point forward. Now, I'm still a young college student. And I wish I could say I was committed to righteousness from that point forward, but I was still in them streets. But I was committed to purpose and really figuring out who I am, who he called me to be, and how can I become all of these wonderful things that I heard that day. And so on my birthday, as I'm thinking about this, I got emotional because I'm like, dang, I can see now over 10 years later what God was talking about. And I can't imagine 10 years from now when I'm turning 40 again, and I'm thinking about, my 30s, seeing what that's going to look like then. And that's just it's something I hadn't thought about in a very long time. I can't remember like the last time I thought about that. I don't think I've ever even talked about it here. But that moment was such an encounter for me that it just is unexplainable. So for any of you guys that are watching, I wanted to tell that story because, again, we can get so caught up in the hustle and the bustle and the grinding and accomplishing these goals. But it's always important to take a step back to reflect and go back to that first encounter that you had with God, that first time that you realized that he was real, that first time that you saw him move, that you prayed and fasted and you saw something happen, that first undeniable experience that you had with him. Take some time today, this week, this month, as soon as possible, and just take yourself back there. It was just so amazing for me to think back on, and it made me that much more excited for what God is going to continue to do. I would love to hear what you guys' first encounter with God was. So leave it down here in the comments. I want to read that unexplainable moment that you had. But that's it for this video. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. And I'll see you in the next one.
When you're struggling with your mental health, the world can seem pretty heavy. Like no one understands what you're feeling, or you're not sure how to ask for help. But here's the real truth. You're never in this alone. 988 Lifeline's trained crisis counselors are available 24/7 to offer the help and support you need to make it through. No judgment, no stigma, just someone to listen. Text or call 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, day or night. 988. Hope has a new number.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.